Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Uthman alayhi salam with wisdom. And wisdom is to get the right information, to know how to apply it correctly, and to use the right approach. Person has got wealth, but he doesn't know how to use it correctly. So he's busting that wealth in a holiday trip. So he had earned some millions, and in 1 week everything is over. So we won't say that he's doing something wise. We say that he's a person, no vision, no understanding, no sight. The next person is one who's got the wealth, and he says, all right, let me invest it correctly so that it can be something good for my retirement. So he's thinking even better than the first person. And the third person is thinking, all right, let me invest it correctly so that it can be good for my dunya and my akhirat. So now you call this third person the wise person. The first and the second persons are not wise. Their minds have got some deficiency or some limitation, because they didn't see the whole picture. And the third person saw the entire picture, and he's doing it very well. Anishkur lillah. Wisdom, what does it require? What is the essence? The essence of wisdom is be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when a person is grateful, actually it's a preservation plan and it's a plan of progress. That you got a gift and you got a bounty, obviously you will want that bounty to be preserved, and you want an increase in it. So how to preserve it and how to increase it? One procedure that is shown in the Quran Sharif is Anishkur lillah. Be thankful. Understand what you were and understand the one that has bestowed you this. So at no time should you forget the person that did this bounty, that bestowed you. Where were you? And how Allah Ta'ala blessed you, think about it. When you think about it carefully, then you have got the story in perspective. Otherwise, you haven't got it, you haven't understood it correctly. They say that the King Mahmud, his favorite attendant was Iyaz. Whereas he had all senior ministers, very educated, professional, talented people. But now his favorite was this attendant, was not qualified. So people wanted to know now, why is it that he's getting all the favors and we are getting left out? We are professional people, very talented, very well educated, but he gets the special attention of the king. So somehow the king got to know, okay, this is the complaint on the ground. So he called all the attendants, he called all the advisors, the ministers, and he opened out his vaults. As he opened out the vaults, then he says, all right, whoever lays his hand on anything, and that's his. So some minister put his hand onto the diamond, someone onto the gold, someone to something else. Now this Iyaz, that is a simple attendant, and he is not showing any type of emotion, no emotion now. Imagine the vaults of the kings are opened, and this man here, this attendant, is not showing any type of response, any type of emotion. So the king looked up at him. But did you hear the announcement? Yes. Then you're not showing any emotions. He's carrying on, he's fanning the king. At that time they didn't have electricity, so he's hand fanning the king. But have you heard the announcement going? So yes. But then why aren't you showing any emotions? So his reply was, after the king's persuasion and persistence, said, yes, that was your announcement. That you lay your hands on anything and that's yours. Right? So I made this announcement and my word is my honor. So he asked, took his both hands and preached unto the king. What do you mean? He says, you lay your hands on anything and that's yours. So I have laid my hands onto the king. But I've laid my hands onto the king, and what don't I own? Whatever the king owns, it's mine. Now you see the wisdom, the understanding. He's asked once, king had called, and he opened out the vault just to show what is loyalty, what is appreciation, what is gratitude. So he opened up the vaults, leaves everything there, most precious diamond that he had, the whole kingdom he presented, and he asked the attendants or the ministers, break this. There's a hammer, and break this. So all the response was, King Saab, you need to just reconsider your decision. Came to Iyaz, told Iyaz that you also bust this thing here. So without any hesitation, he took the hammer and broken it to smithereens. Now the king looked up at him angrily, but if you didn't have brains, you could have borrowed some brains from these intellectuals, professionals, ministers. After the king's anger and emotion subsided, said, but what was the reason for you to break this thing? He said, in my sight, your command is far greater than the most precious of gems. So you see this appreciation, the command of Allah Ta'ala, and in what esteem do we hold the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that's called appreciation. He is the bountiful, He is the merciful, He's done everything for us. Then what shouldn't we spare, what shouldn't we give to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our lives, our wealth, the things that are most dear and near to us, but the one that was so bountiful to us, that from nothing He brought us. خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُولًا. That you were nothing, you were just, at once upon a time, you were just earth, dirty earth, being trampled, being grounded, being smashed down, the dirt being thrown upon you. That was the reality of man. Now, isn't that a lesson of gratitude? The earth shows so much of humility. It's grounded, it's smashed down, it's broken down. They dig, they lay foundations on it, they throw their dirt onto it, but the thing doesn't show any emotions. But the same earth, when some mehnat is done, then that becomes the most beautiful of orchards. Different types of orchards, we are going to see that. This garden here, and that garden we are going to visit, one of its kind. But that was subject to the earth giving itself. It gave the total humility, there is everything to it. And now one day this thing became the most beautiful of things. People are coming here just to visit the place. So this appreciation package has got two things. One is the level of humility that we show. And then the second is the level of gratitude that we show. Remember, life is about adding value. Not adding value to your health only, or not adding value just to your wealth, no. But adding value to the real things. Like, simple example is, you are coming to the masjid, right? And coming to the masjid and you apply some itar, cover yourself and you wear some nice perfume. So, you can add value to this, just one act. One act of yours, but you can add so much of value. لِكُلِّمْ رِئِمْ مَانَوَىٰ. Now this says it so clearly, that you will get exactly what you had intended. All what was in your mind, you will get reward accordingly. So much of value you can add just to one single action. So as you apply the perfume or the ether, then you had the intention that the malaika like good fragrance. So one reward for that. Then you had the intention that this was the sunnah of the Anbiya and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they had always used some perfume, some itar, covered themselves in a good fragrance. So I'm doing it for that as well. The third niyat you had made, that see, other Muslims, they will get the good fragrance and they'll be cheered up. They'll cheered up, so I'm bringing some good and some comfort to my Muslim brothers, right? What is this then, when you come into the masjid and it is one of the requisites that you apply some good fragrance, right? So now, one action, but you added so much of value proportionate to the niyat that you made. Just the intention, and I think it just escalated from one to the second, to the third, to the fourth level, just because of the good intention. You clear yourself of all bad odors, brush your teeth, miswak, etc. Remove all the bad odors, right? Now, so much of reward. That one namaz, the reward is multiplying 70 times. But it's all symbols of your appreciation of the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. That like Allah Ta'ala has favored you, then you want to be a comfort to others as well. So now when your mouth has got no bad odor, then others also are feeling comfortable. People that are seated around you, they don't feel any discomfort, right? Then it is something that is pleasing. Mirdatun li Rabb. Allah Ta'ala also is happy. Allah Ta'ala is also happy just for this good intention of yours that I will clean my teeth correctly and come. Then this brings up and secures you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you also have that intention in mind that I will clean my teeth nicely, correctly, and then it will remind me of the kalima in the throes of my death. When I'm right at the end, when I use the toothbrush or the miswak correctly, it will remind me at the right time of my kalima. Right? Then apart from all that, it escalates the reward 70 times. So one action of cleaning yourself, applying some itar, etc., but bring you so much of reward, you added value to it. All these things there will add the value. But by the same token, you can lose value as well. Now you use a nice itar, etc., but your intention is, as you are leaving the home, coming towards the masjid, that kash ke, if only some girl, a beautiful girl, could get a chance of, you know, inhaling my perfume, maybe she's getting attracted to me. I'm going into the office environment, and they must get that perfume, and they'll feel attracted now. It's guna already. Yeah? Or you got an intention that now you want to despise others and show off the beauty of your perfume or the itar that you have got. Now again, it's a sin again. You want to look down upon someone, you want to despise someone because of what Allah Ta'ala has favored you with. So now, where you could have gained, now you are losing. Now a Muslim must look, understand, alright, how can I add value? In any simple thing that I'm doing, but all I need to do is add value to it, and just an adjustment of the mind, and how much of value you add, just because of adjusting the mind. So we're talking about shukr, and showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And then, shukr has got one element of humility. You got that humility, and you're working right, right? And you don't have that humility, then proportionately you are losing. Every day, every moment, you are losing out. Right? Sometimes, Allah Ta'ala blesses someone with good health, with knowledge, with wealth, right? But now, he uses it correctly, is adding value. But if he misuses it, then obviously, he's losing value, right? Now imagine, you had 1,000,000 rands, and now it lost value, now it's not even 50,000 rand. How disgusted don't you feel, right? So, we have to learn how to add value to that blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, our intentions are right, our behavior is right. And we're adding value to that, right? So now, look at a situation, right? You're adding value to things properly, correctly, right? So then you will recognize, you will acknowledge the gift of life. You will not disregard the gift of life. But you don't have the value, then you disregard the gift of life. And you begin to reject akhirat, the death after life, after the life after death, the life of the grave, jannat, jahannam, akhirat, qiyamat. You begin to lose sight of that at the beginning. And thereafter you feel it's just an illusion. And then you come to a level that's, you know, it's just a lie. It's just a brain mushroom. So now, when you didn't have, you excluded the element of gratitude, then it brought you to the level of ingratitude. And the ingratitude then brought you to disbelief. You lost everything. You see, أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَيْنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Now when you're in the position of power, might, glory, etc., and you think to yourself, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِي أَبَدًا. This thing can never finish. I got a blue chip. I want a business, nothing can fade away. I'm so healthy and strong, nothing can destroy me, nothing can ruin me. So Allah Ta'ala reminds you, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Remember, there is a thing like death. It's a reality that doesn't need to be emphasized. We all see it all the time. What we were, what we become, and what is the end, right? Just that middle period where you got some strength, some power, and some authority, and then you want to show and impress people, now that becomes a very dangerous phase in our life, dangerous point of life. Allah Pak showed it to you. Sometimes you have problems in your business, sometimes in your children, sometimes in your grandchildren, but something comes about just to get your alignment right. You are shaken up, that you get aligned correctly. يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting near an Ansari Sahabi, and this Ansari Sahabi is on the throes of death. Our whole life is about thanks, gratitude, understand. And as I said, it's a preservation plan and a plan to progress. So at no time must a Muslim complain. It's not the way of a Muslim to complain. It's a difficulty, then we understand. But perhaps after this difficulty, there'll be some good. Right? A woman is in the last stages of labor, and she's screaming her guts out, right? But in a moment, then she can be a bundle of cheers. So after the difficulty, there will be some comfort, some ease, and some cheers. So why only worry about those moments of difficulty? Understand, Allah Pak has designed this. You have some difficulty, then there's some times of good. And proportionate to the difficulty is the cheer. And the difficulty that you went through, then the cheer that comes up is exactly so greater. So Rasulullah Pak is seated near Ansari Sahabi, is on the throes of death. So he requests the Malakul Maut, be gentle to my ummati, my mu'mins, be gentle towards them, my sahaba, my companions, be gentle. So Malakul Maut replied, see, I am gentle to every Muslim. Every Muslim I am gentle. And my knowledge of people is so perfect that I see the entire creation as though they are on a tray. I can see them exactly. I know who's this one, I know who's that one. But without divine instruction, I can't pull out the soul of a mosquito as well. So I am so great, but my power and my authority is limited, subjected to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malakul Maut, when he arrived to take away the soul of people, right? So they complain now, this child here now is going, he's gone, he hasn't seen life. All the wrong type of stupid comments that people make, right? So Malakul Maut announces, see, before my arrival, I sent a lot of warnings. They were all my messages, my warnings, right? I had given you grey hair. That grey hair was a warning that now time is up. You peaked now, and now is a decline. And this is a sign of the decline. That is not all grey hair, not all green and rosy. Now prepare for the decline. You're going, and you are going and never to return. So prepare for that moment. So he says, I've sent enough symbols, enough signals for this. Sometimes it's grey hair. Sometimes now you're losing your strength. You aren't strong like you used to be. Now you need to use some type of something, energy or something, to strengthen you again. Now that weakness creeps in. And you can't do without it. You can't do with it. It's with you now. You have to take something just to support yourself. Right? And sometimes you see, tragedies before you. Someone is dying. Someone is hospitalized. These are all my signals that open your eyes. Now see, this is the reality of life. Sometimes you're going to the Kabristan and it's your brother, it's your father, it's your son. You're lowering down the grave. Now all these are all my signals. All my warnings that came to you, right? You were carrying one janaza, and that was a signal that you will be carried one day, like you're carrying someone, and you're going to be carried. So these were all my signals, and then you didn't take heed. Now I'm here to take you now. And when I've come, I won't leave, because no influence affects me. No affluence, no opulence, no status, nothing affects me. See, the world gets affected with opulence, affluence, influence, they get affected. But Malakul Maut doesn't get affected with anything. Here, I'm here to take your soul away. I sent enough warnings, and it's your problem that you didn't take heed. Allah Pak grant us tawfiq.